The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Geez, Anthony A. came in here this morning and he said he got kind of beat up before work. What is happening? It's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I have a fast food injury, guys.
Anthony A., what happened?
Oh, man, it's funny now, but the past 2 days I was in pain. So sorry if I wasn't using proper diction when I was speaking. I have a thing for McDonald's. I love McDonald's like a good American boy.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't love some good McDonald's? One of my favorite things from McDonald's is apple pie.
Ooh.
And the other night I got, my normal meal and an apple pie, and I forgot. So I woke up the next morning to an apple pie sitting
what
in
a surprise.
My kitchen.
Amazing.
Like the best breakfast ever.
It's like finding money in your pocket, but it goes to your stomach. It's way better. It was glorious, right? So I run over there, rushed, didn't warm it up or nothing, just took it right to the mouth. And I bit into that glorious little McDonald's apple pie, and it fought right back. It tasted like concrete. It was so hard that it cut the top of my mouth.
The roof of your mouth.
The roof of my mouth, man. I could still feel like a little blister in there, too. Oh. So it was just the worst. And you know what? Thinking about it, this is a little bit of my karma for the way I dissed Concha as always being like biting into cinder blocks.
That wouldn't have happened on a Concha.
It would have
been all soft and nice and, and tasty.
Even if it would have been crunchy the next day, it never would have cut the roof of your mouth.
Or you could have just gotten a real empanada.
Oh. That would have been soft and juicy.
Yeah.
So wait, you forgot to eat the apple pie the night before, which is the worst.
Yes.
Usually it's when you eat the apple pie the night before then you get beat up in the morning by it.
But that's a whole different part of your body hurting.
I went through a whole roller coaster of emotions because I was so elated when I found it that because I forgot it. And then just to know that it beat me up, 3 minutes later was rough.
Eating food from the night before, there's a couple of things that I can do that are good.
You're the queen of eating the food from the night before.
You're right.
You leave rice out. You leave enchilada sauce out. You leave just about everything you cook, you leave out. And you have no qualms about eating it one day after, maybe even 2 days.
No, you're right. Automatic. But there's one thing I love most. Pizza. If you leave pizza out the night before, come on. Is pizza not the best?
There's some pizza that is almost feels better than the next day.
It is. It's good. And it like the sauce soaks into the crust or something.
Sometimes if I'm really feeling hungover, I'll go for cold pizza.
Mm.
Cold pizza.
Can do it sometimes, dude.
Yeah. Now, if you heat pizza up in the air fryer, the automatic, tell me. Is that not the best way to eat old pizza?
It is good. But do you know what's never good the next day?
What, automatic?
McDonald's French fries.
Oh.
You could use those as a weapon.
You're right. Why don't they taste the same? It's like they're cold and hard.
Yeah.
Stab someone's eye out with that dang thing. But, they are good when you put them in the air fryer.
Hello. Hello.
I'm starting to think, how we had this down in the DM earlier in the week? The guy wanted his air fryer back. That's why he wanted his air fryer back. National Day, Anthony A.
The first Thursday of February is National Optimism Day. So for all my glasses half full people out there, today's a day to shine.
And if your glass is half empty, if you find yourself being pessimistic, don't. You have a choice. You can choose to be negative or choose to be positive. Positivity breeds positivity. Let's be positive today.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We got a message from one of our listeners, and she says, how long should you go before asking for a raise at your job? What a tough question, because it is so hard to ask your supervisor or whomever you have to approach, can you give me more money?
You want to be confident but not desperate. It's a hard situation because obviously either one of two things. Either she's feeling overworked.
Right, Aunt.
Or she feels like she's not making enough money to support her life. So.
Or she feels like she deserves it at this point. It could just be like, hey, I've been here a long time. I deserve this.
There's a ton of factors that can play in. How long you've been there? How hard are you working? How many different jobs are you doing? I just know the one thing as an employer that I don't think is a good idea is to come in with ultimatums and be like, either you're going to give me this raise or else. Because one thing I've also learned as an employer is everyone's replaceable.
Automatic, you're right. You're right. Because I would hope nobody's going to go in and say, if you don't do this, I quit. That is not going to get you a raise. Yeah. But they should know that they're appreciated. They should be able to at least live and pay their bills. If you're not paying them enough or you're ignoring the fact that they've been there a year or more, that's kind of a slap in the face for hard workers. It just is.
My approach whenever I've had to ask for a raise, I always go, I aim high. And then I'll, knowing that I'm willing to find that middle ground, and then I'm just trying to be as direct as possible. This is why I feel like I deserve more money, because this is what I'm bringing to the table.
I've always been afraid to ask for more money.
Oh, it's worse. It's, to me, it's worse than asking a girl on a date, which is a very nerve-wracking thing.
Well, I've never had to ask a girl on a date automatically, but I imagine asking anyone to go anywhere.
Well, you know, I'll say this. Asking a girl on a date is easier than asking for a raise.
Okay. It's important to frame it as, make sure that your boss knows that you're not, they're not doing you a favor. It would be a better investment for the company if I was able to make more money. So
therefore,
I could deliver what you guys need. And another thing, we've said a lot of Phil, I feel this, I feel that, I feel this. Don't go into your meeting feeling anything. You need to pull up with receipts. You need to
be
pull
direct.
Up. Yes, you need to show up with, hey, this is what I'm doing. You need to have like hard fact evidence of why this would be a good investment for the business to give you a raise.
And I just got this message. Someone said, well, why are they afraid? Hello? This is your livelihood. As a young mother, I was afraid to ask for a raise for fear that the company or whomever would retaliate and say, oh, she wants more money, let's get rid of her. This is how I paid my bills. This is how I put food on the table. It's all in the approach. Anthony, you said the receipts. This is what I do. This is what I'm worth. I hope you value me like I value this company. Don't walk into the meeting threatening them. Hey, I'm going to leave if I don't get it.
Like I said, everyone's replaceable.
Automatic, yes, to a certain extent. But if you treat your employees like that, then they'll call you on it. And I don't want to work in an environment like that.
No,
either.
Of course not. Nobody wants to work in an environment like that. But at the same time, as an employer, if you value your employees and you show them that you really value them, they will work harder for you than they'll work for themselves.
Have something else lined up. Because if they don't meet you halfway and they don't value you, you have to find a place that does.
And think about the timing going into it. Like if your company just had a bad quarter, or you know, or just he's having a bad day, don't ask for a raise on that day.
Yeah, that's one of the trickier things. I feel like the timing is the trickiest thing, because you always want to be like, okay, I'm going to wait for a good day. But then next thing you know, you look up and it's like, oh, 6 months have passed and it hasn't been a good
day
yet.
Don't wait 6 months.
Yeah, it's tricky.
Go in and be ready. Do it in the best, in a positive way. More than likely, you're going to get the raise.
Oh. Yeah. If she hasn't been there a year,
what?
I wish you the best, sister.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish you the best.
We're not promising anything.
I wish you the best.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Can we talk about Valentine's Day that won't break the bank? This is the call, the cry for help right now. Automatic, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I don't want anything. I'll always say, I don't need anything. I don't want anything. It's always a lie.
We got a house.
See? This is why I'm
we're
I'm,
about to move into our new apartment that you got to decorate and do everything you wanted to do with.
I want something. I don't want anything expensive. I really don't want to overspend. It really is not going to be about go buy me a diamond or I don't, you know what? And that's not
I couldn't. We bought a house.
That's not even, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love jewelry, but I don't feel like there's a lot of thought oftentimes put into that kind of thing. I want some creativeness.
Well, yeah, you don't need to put a lot of thought when you have that kind of money.
True. That's
the benefit
true,
of
Anthony.
Being rich. Anytime.
Here's a big diamond.
Yeah, anytime.
No girl's
going
to be like, that wasn't creative enough. Here you go, right back to you, bud.
I didn't think about that. But I was just thinking, I love flowers. Last year, I didn't get any flowers. Because I said, I don't want flowers.
Well, don't say you don't want something. And because I'm going to take it as you literally don't want something.
Do you remember the classic cinematic great, The Breakup, starring Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston, This Moment?
You said on our very first date that you don't like flowers, that they're a waste of money.
Every girl likes flowers, Gary.
Exactly. Every girl loves flowers, Gary.
Now I know.
Okay. And you don't even have to have them delivered, because I think it's kind of spendy at this point. Go get them from the grocery store. Bring them to me, but make sure they're here at the studio. I need the office ladies to see how much you love me.
There's never been a year I haven't got you at least grocery store flowers. Last year, I had the flowers delivered to the studio.
No, but they got there late. It was a day later.
No, they were there on time.
They were there on time. I remember this.
Yeah, thank you, clear. Anthony. So you're making me look like a worse husband than I actually am.
But I do also remember one year, Anthony was taking video of us, and we're hugging and kissing, and he says, see, this is what really goes on behind the scenes. That was so sweet. See how creative and thoughtful Anthony was to capture that moment on video?
Don't highlight me recording people kissing. That's kind of weird.
I was going to say, that was the weirdest part of this whole discussion.
No. You know, it was genuine, though. It was genuine, but I understand where you're coming from, Dana. And also, I think that's a great tip, encouraging homies to get out there, or homettes, whoever it may be. If you're looking to get your partner flowers, head out to the grocery store, hand deliver them. That goes far. Also, you don't have to go for 12 dozen roses. That gets expensive.
Oh, it's so expensive.
That's like $120 at that point.
Throw an orchid or something in there. You know, throw a couple of little, I don't know, give her a plant and write something cool on a handwritten card like, look, this plant will last. When you water it, think of me. That's creative and thoughtful. When you take care of it, it's that you're taking care of our love.
I think carnations might be a better idea at that point.
Then you are not a woman, DJ Automatic. I don't, you know, that's not true. If you got me a big bouquet of carnations, I would be grateful.
Yeah.
Because that's what you have to say.
I would be grateful. I swear I would be.
Wait, are carnations bad flowers?
They're kind of funeral flowers.
Oh.
But that's okay. It's okay. Also, experiences are greater than money. And I'm talking a lot about money, but honey, eggs are expensive. Things are high. You know, I'm trying to be realistic here. If you take me for a walk on the park and you plan this big picnic and you open up a blanket and we sit there, oh my gosh.
Man, the one of the most memorable Valentine's dates I've ever had that I know, she may be married to a doctor now, but she still think about it. I know
what
she
is
does.
It, Anthony? What
I
is it?
I know she does. It was an at-home movie date. I ordered an Olive Garden salad because we both had an infatuation with Olive Garden salads.
So thoughtful.
They're amazing. And then I made my own chicken Alfredo. And then her favorite movie growing up was Cool Runnings. Y'all remember that movie Cool Runnings?
Hello, so the bobsled from Jamaica? Yeah,
we just watched that and we hung out. And it was all in total, definitely under $80 for Valentine's Day, which is a win-win.
And you got to take in a cinematic masterpiece.
That is, again, full circle into just thinking about what does she like? Automatic, what do I like?
Diamonds.
Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
A man named Jackson Hicks bought an old home. In fact, that home today is 115 years old.
Dang.
And he remodeled it.
Hopefully he did the plumbing.
I'm sure he did, DJ Automatic. Jackson Hicks has since passed away.
Oh.
But his beautiful home is now for sale for $2.9 million.
What?
He really remodeled it. Let me tell you, world famous caterer. And I'm not kidding. He's hosted presidents.
I saw the Bushes. Loved his catering.
George H.W., some of the wealthiest people around the world attended his parties. We're talking, this guy here made some great food, great cocktails, and some good vibes.
And they call him the Prince of Parties, right?
The Prince of Parties.
The Prince of Parties. What a nickname to have. What a thing to be the Prince of.
I just hit him with a good old pop.
Okay, yeah.
P-O-P. Pop. Nice.
And you know, his design, we were talking about the Blood Mansion a few weeks ago. I like these designs way better. The inside of his house looks so beautiful. If you want to check the photos, go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. We'll post the stories. This house is lovely. If you own this home, who are you inviting? Anthony A., who's coming to your Prince of Parties mansion?
Prince of Parties, first and foremost, my first invited guest is going to have to be none other than Paul Wall. Me and Paul Wall are going to be
Let's
hanging
go.
Out.
Let's go. He can sit on that purple couch.
Man, the second, probably Mr. Beast. I'm going to have to invite Mr. Beast.
That's a good one.
You can document the whole thing.
Yeah, there it is. Boom. Oh, Kai Sinet on that one, too, now that we're doing that.
Go this live.
Is, this is becoming a little bit of a bro down is what I'm realizing.
I was like, there's
right
no
here.
Ladies like, at your party.
Sausage party.
Definitely not a Montrose party. And, or maybe it is.
And I'll wrap it up. You know what? You know who looks like he needs some guy time? Jay-Z. Jay-Z looks like he needs some guy time.
That man looks stressed.
So
does
yeah,
he
we'll
not?
Have, yeah, we'll have a good bro down. That's what it'll be.
Automatic, who are you inviting to your Prince of Parties mansion?
Well, first of all, it's not going to be a sausage party because I'm bringing Beyonce.
Oh,
I love
nice.
That.
Bun, he can bring the food.
Bun B, oh, okay, yeah, the okay. There.
Who else would I bring? You know what? I'm going to invite James Harden. You
oh,
know why?
Nice.
Because he's just a fun guy. And yeah. he's gonna bring the rest of the party with him.
Your party, Beyonce's already left because there's nobody there that she wants to hang out with. If I'm throwing my party at the Prince of Parties mansion, I'm inviting Drake, I'm inviting Kendrick, and I'm inviting Taylor Swift. Because if anybody can get these two back together, it's T-Swift.
And here comes the cops for the fight.
No.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Ever since the Grammys, you know, when Kendrick swept, people are like, check in on Drake. How's he doing? He's actually speaking on his state of mind. We're going to play the audio for you right now. But first, Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
I will start off by honoring the iconic and legendary Bob Marley. He was born on this day in 1945. May he rest in peace.
One of the true goats.
Let's get together and be.
And we have Tinashe celebrating her birthday along with Axl Rose.
Okay, so Drake, how is he doing? You know, I think because we're all Kendrick fans, a lot of us, and we live in the bubble of the United States, we think that nobody else in the world exists. And Drake is done. He's out. He's on a world tour and it's sold out. And he's selling out large areas.
He's selling out stadiums. I think he did 60,000 last night in Perth.
And here's what he said in Australia.
My name is Drake. I started doing music in 2008. I come all the way from Toronto, Canada. The year is now 2025. And no matter what, Drizzy Drake is very much alive. And that's all thanks to you.
Okay, I get. Yeah, you're good. There's 60,000 people.
He's so dramatic
singing with him. He really is, and that's what it is, Anthony. He needs to stay in the drama lane. Stay here, Drake. Stay with the women, Drake.
Yeah, there it is. And like that's something I observed in that crowd too. I was like, it's nothing but women in the audience.
It's like 70% women.
That's cool.
Ain't nothing wrong with
that. Ain't nothing wrong.
Nobody mad at that.
I like that. That's cool.
When he started trying to be this battle rapper, I'm going after the guys. It just got weird because I've always felt like he can speak to women in a different way than other hip hop artists were able to do, which carried him over into becoming this worldwide phenomenon.
Look,
when did we get that turn? When was Drake all of a sudden thinking, I want to be a guy's guy?
Like, Drake's always thought that. He's always been into battle rapping. I mean, going into like, he was like one of the main founders for the battle scene up in Toronto. This has always been him at the core.
He's a hip hop head.
Okay,
I mean,
cool,
he's a backpacker at heart.
I get it. He loves it. He appreciates it. But it's not who he is. Is it who he wants to be so badly that he thought he could get into this fight with Kendrick Lamar?
Well, I think it's who he is. I don't think the world wants it from him. That's what it is.
I'm going to go with Dana's theory. I think it's who he thought he was, and then he realized you bit off more than you can chew, and now he's here.
And I get that he wants to be that, but he is who he is, and why can't he just be happy with that? There's 60,000 people screaming his name.
Because he's up in his fields. The big game's coming on Sunday. Everyone's going to be screaming A minor. The world at one time, 100 million people are going to be watching. I'd be upset if that was me.
I love Kendrick Lamar and I love Drake. Can't we love them both?
Of course we can.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you who else Drake doesn't love. You heard that he changes lyrics in nonstop about LeBron.
Oh, yeah.
No. He doesn't want that battle either, let me tell you.
You can't diss a person if you have them tattooed on you. He literally has LeBron James tattooed on him. That's crazy.
That's horrible.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Looks like Ben Affleck has reunited with a love, and I can't wait to tell you who it is. But first, Anthony A., what do we have for celebrity birthdays?
On this day in 1945, the legendary and iconic Bob Marley was born.
Roots rock reggae, baby.
One of the greatest of all time.
Yep. We also have Tinashe celebrating her birthday and Axl Rose celebrating his birthday as well.
Who Anthony didn't recognize.
Yeah, I did not recognize him at all.
Internet
I remember
photo.
Him with the old like crazy black hair from like Guns N' Roses and stuff.
It was kind of blondish, but now he has glued on dreads.
Oh my God, that hurt my heart, bro.
It happens to us all. We get old.
Well, not everybody loses their hair and glues on dreads. That's a topic. We'll talk about that another day. Now I want to say Ben Affleck spotted with his true love. I'm talking McDonald's, Taco Bell, Jack in the Box, and sugary Dunkin' Treats.
Get out there and live, my boy. Get out there and live.
No.
The divorced dad era has begun.
Jennifer Lopez had banned him from this food because she loves him and wanted him to live a long, prosperous, healthy life with her and his children and her children. And here he goes, wanting to give himself a goddamn heart attack.
There he goes, just being happy. You're not going to see another picture of him all stressed out smoking a cigarette that was making the rounds for years now. He's just going to be out there with a burger and a smile. He'll probably start gambling again, probably start drinking again.
No.
I love this for him because you know how many times he had to sit there and answer that dumb apple question that everyone, how about them apples?
How do you like them apples?
Now, it's like, how about them cheeseburgers? Yes, dude. All right. Yes, it's Goodwill Hunting. We have been pressuring this man to eat healthy and now Ben's going to do what Ben does.
I'm very offended right now, automatic, that you said he's living happily, which means you're insinuating you aren't. And Anthony, you're like, he's living happy. He's what's wrong that I want you to be healthy? Why are you so anti-health?
I'm not. I embrace
it. You don't want to live a long life?
Yeah, I embrace it.
You want to die of a heart attack?
I embrace it, Dana. But you're not Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer Lopez doesn't drink. She doesn't eat any kind of like carbs.
She sips DeLola now.
Whatever she does, she doesn't do much of it. And I can't imagine having a woman like that in my ear every day being like, are you going to eat that? Are you going to drink that? You shouldn't be smoking. I would divorce her too. I don't care how hot she is.
I'm about to double down with that, Dana. And I've seen you eat more fries than vegetables. So what do you...
Only when we're traveling, okay? Only when we're traveling, I want fries because there's no real food in airports. It's all like processed, so at least I can get a potato.
I did try to get a banana at an airport the other day, and it was the grossest banana I've ever had.
It was squashed. I have to... Thank you for defending me, DJ Automatic. It has nothing to do with her being hot. It has to do that the fact that she cared about him more than he cared about her. She wanted him to be healthy. She wanted him to be successful, and he didn't have those same feelings for her. He wants to eat cheeseburgers, and she's like, let's go to the gym, baby.
There's something about men you need to understand is we don't really love ourselves, okay?
Oh, dang.
Just let us be. Let us exist in this lifetime.
Let him gamble and let him eat his Dunkin' in peace.
Please.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
One of America's favorite breakfast spots just made a huge announcement. Automatic will tell us more in food news. Had us hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I got my Anthony A, a.k.a. the Organic Hot Cheeto.
Groundhog was right. That big furry rat was right. Looks like six more weeks of winter. An ice storm is heading into the Midwest and Northeast and is going to have an effect on the entire country. So it's going to be a little cold.
Thanks, Punxsutawney Phil.
Well, I'm not mad about it because I like winter more than I like summer. I like cold weather better than hot weather.
Why?
Because I can put more clothes on.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't get undressed completely if it's really hot.
You're a cold person too?
Of course, dude. I hate humidity. Humidity is the worst. And there's really not too much around in the wintertime. But
you,
I hate humidity.
You don't like to sweat, right, Anthony?
No, not at all. Not at all.
I don't like to sweat either. Automatic. In the summer, it's like, bleh.
Do you know what it is? You guys have never experienced real cold. When you get into negative, you know, being that I'm from Minnesota, and when it's -5 or -10, then you come back to me and say, I like cold more than I like hot.
But people live in those parts of the country. There's millions of
people.
And
none of them like it. That's why they all moved to the Southwest.
Yeah, when's the last time you were in Minnesota, Automatic?
For Super Bowl, I played the Eagles one, the work I DJ Kevin Hart's party, and it
you
was negative five. It was -5 out.
All right.
And
it was horrible. It was awful. I had long johns on and I was still shivering like a little kitty.
So because you experienced -5, I can't enjoy 32 degrees.
No.
All right.
Yeah, that's just the way it is.
Oh my gosh, your stance on that. You're so passionate. What do you have for food news, DJ Automatic?
Waffle House is going to start applying a surcharge to all their egg items. So there's going to be a 50-cent upcharge if you order anything that has eggs in it because of the bird flu that's going around right now. Actually, 135 million chickens have died since 2022.
I know that this egg thing has been, you know, turned into a political conversation. The virus doesn't care about politics. This thing is affecting these farmers, and they got to make their money somehow.
The eggs are up to $4.15 a dozen.
On average?
Yep.
That's why you can't have no more egg sandwiches. We go to Waffle House, we're eating waffles, baby. No eggs there at Waffle House. Are you ready for National Day, Anthony?
Yes, all right. Now, eggs may be expensive, but your glass should be half full. It is National Optimism Day.
Oh, you really have to manifest positivity.
Yes.
If your mind, if the mind chatter is filled with negative thoughts, you're going to have a negative attitude, and you can create negative circumstances.
Facts.
And so try to think positively.
Studies show that optimists live longer as well, too.
So oh, man, I'm going to live a long time.
Even more reason. And I guess today we'll wrap it up on Frozen Yogurt Day. Anybody? No? Frozen Yogurt?
TCBY. Is that place still around?
I'm going to try to be positive and say, hey, at least you can save yourself a few calories. And isn't there protein in frozen yogurt?
Yeah, it appears to be a little bit healthier, if you may.
I always thought it was a healthy alternative to ice cream. Uh-huh. I felt better about it when I was eating it.
And we're going to say, sure.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Anthony came in with a beat up mouth. You had a bad breakfast. You had a bad breakfast. Break it down, Ant.
All right. So your boy here loves him some McDonald's. Shout out to my boy Ronald, right? And I had got my normal meal and I got an apple pie that I forgot to eat the night before. Woke up the next day, bit into it, excited, eager. And the outside of that crust of that apple pie was about as hard as cinder block. And it cut the roof of my mouth. So, yes, an apple
pie.
Basically
took a mouthful of rocks.
That's what it was, dude.
Mouthful of gravel.
The inside of it was good. And this is no shade towards McDonald's. It was my own fault and my own doing to my own mouth.
I feel bad because I know what you're talking about, the roof of your mouth, when you get that little canker store going on.
And then you can't eat anything for the next couple days.
Right? Automatic. Okay. The apple pie, let's not eat it the next day. But there are some foods, that you can genuinely count on that are going to taste better the day after. When I make menudo, we eat it like day of. But automatic,
it's better the next day.
Oh, when we let it sit there.
Most just, soups are better the second day.
It soaks in all of the red chile, all of the oregano, all of the spices that I put into the menudo. They get into the hominy and the tripe. Yeah. It's so good day, day after.
I wish I was more of a soup person, especially during the wintertime. I'm not a soup. I can't get down with
love
soup
me a good
all.
Soup.
Love little
me
caldo?
Yes.
Can't do soup at all.
Homemade caldo, whether it's chicken or I do the oxtail, the caldo de cola.
Yeah.
It's so good.
You guys can tell by the apple pie story. I'm just a little too eager for my food. I can't wait for soup.
Well, just one thing, into it.
One thing I love the next day is spaghetti. Ooh, especially homemade spaghetti.
Ooh. Hello, way better. I'm going to say Italian food in general is better the second day.
You know why though? You just talked about spaghetti, and I make this chicken spaghetti that Otto loves the next day. He'll eat it day of course, but the next day he likes it even more. The pasta gets to soak in all of the sauces. Kind of the same thing as a soup. So, of course, it tastes better the next day. If you're hungry, you're going to eat it.
Lasagna better the next day. I mean, pizza is a debate. I don't know if it's better the next day, but it's still really good.
I don't know if it's better next day either, but I love it next day in the air fryer.
Pizza time.
I think it might taste better than the day of when you put it in that air fryer.
This isn't
going to
shock you guys, but sometimes I'll take my pizza cold.
No, I like it cold too.
The next day? Yeah, give me
Anthony,
that.
Especially if you've had a little too much to drink the night before. That cold pizza, I don't know why, it hits different. You know, it's better.
Do you know what my favorite for, like, so, well, not to sober me up meal?
What? A DJ Automatic?
An egg sandwich. Because that is not better the next day.
No.
But the reason why is because I feel like it gives you that protein and it's the bread soaks up all the liquor that's
sitting
in your stomach.
That just makes me feel like I would be so sick if I ate an egg sandwich with a hangover.
I'm telling you, try it.
Oh, no, Automatic. No, dude.
I'm going straight back to menudo, okay? I'm going
straight. Somebody get me a cold apple pie.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.